Come on, Sheldon, let's go.
You, gladly. Can we storm out?
I think it loses its impact if we're chatting about it.
Yeah. Fine, I'll just give him the finger.
Okay, first off, I want to thank you all so much for coming. Howard is here to interpret for Emily and to take notes.
No, he doesn't think it's stupid.
Heads up, both of you are named Emily. So we'll call you Red-Headed Emily and you Red-Headed Emily Jr.
Hey, you went out with him. I didn't.
Okay, let's get things started. Why don't we go around the room, say your name and why you broke up with me? Want to kick it off?
Okay. I'm Lucy, and I broke up with Raj because I have severe social anxiety, and he kept trying to force me into uncomfortable situations.
Like this one?
Yeah.
I did do that. I can be insensitive to other people's boundaries. How would you write that down?
Schmuck. Got it.
Next.
Okay. I'm Claire. And I guess I broke up with you because you were just really needy. Also, you know, we're incredibly vain. Like, all the time you spend shaping your eyebrows.
Okay, new rule. Everybody only gets one. Next?
Not sure I'm comfortable sharing details about our relationship in front of Howard.
Oh, he's here to support me. So anything you have to say, you can say in front of him.
Okay. Well, whenever you and I were in bed...
Howard, get out.
Not a chance.
So, you were telling us how Raj was terrible in bed.
Sheldon, dinner's ready. I made beef loaf because I know you're uncomfortable with the non-specificity of meatloaf. Sheldon? Hey, are you okay?
Not really.
What's going on?
I wish I never tried that device. I know I said the same thing after the massage chair, but this time I mean it.
I'm sorry Leonard and Penny hurt your feelings.
It's more than that. It's me. I always knew I had trouble recognizing other people's emotions, but that machine just made it so real.
Well, everybody has things that they need help with. Like me, I can't see without my glasses. You know, right now you're just a cute pink smudge wearing a childish green smudge.
I thought I was getting better at it, but clearly I'm not.
Yes, you are. There have definitely been days when I was sad and you could tell.
Yeah, but that's shooting fish in a barrel. You're kind of a sad sack. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm just upset.
No, see, right there, you knew you hurt my feelings, and I'm proud of you. For reasons I'm sure have something to do with my father. And if you don't like that machine, get rid of it. Because I love you exactly the way you are.
I feel the same way about you. Now, put your glasses back on. You look weird.
I thought you were great, but... Oh my God, you were so dominated by your parents.
Oh, yeah, that used to drive me nuts. He's kind of a mama's boy.
Kind of.
Oh, okay, that's enough. Just write down loving son.
Can I just say something? Going out with Raj was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Yes, I'll take you back.
Let me finish. It's like I needed to go through that experience to know what exactly I don't want in a man.
Well, that's hard to hear, but I'll still take you back.
You know, the same thing happened to me. After I broke up with Raj, I met Gary, who's just amazing.
Sorry, is that Gary with one R or two?
Would you stop writing? Wait, so did all of you go on to better relationships after me?
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
A little before, actually.
Oh, wow. Don't let him get away.
What did she say?
Basically, she traded you for Bruce Wayne.
Okay, maybe we should just end this.
Well, hang on. I just want to point out to everyone here, this is a man who is going to great lengths to better himself. Not even at the risk of being humiliated. And I, for one, think that's very brave.
Thank you, Howard.
Honestly, I'm surprised you two didn't wind up together.
Well, like you gals, I had to suffer through him to find Bernadette.
Wishy woody.
Yes?
We owe you an apology.
It's fine. You needed a suitcase. I wasn't home. You borrowed a suitcase.
That was 6 years ago. I'm talking about tonight.
Oh. I thought we were going in order.
Look, we got really angry at each other, and you just got caught in the middle of it.
And sorry about the suitcase.
Well, you should be. Your socks were still in it. I had to throw it away. Anyway, I trust that you've resolved your conflict.
Yes, we're fine.
Penny's gonna call her dad and tell him it's not a good time for Randall to visit.
Hopefully he won't be too upset.
Oh, you're his little girl. He can't stay mad at you.
He won't be mad at me. I mean, you're the one who doesn't want my brother to come, so.
So you're gonna throw me under the bus?
Oh, I'm gonna throw you so hard I might actually win a stuffed animal.
Guys, it sounds like you're getting angry again.
That's because we are.
Yes! I don't need an emotion machine. I am one.
Thanks, ladies. This was fun. Let's not wait so long for another bizarre, awkward night.
Well, that was a waste of time. I'm such an idiot.
Don't beat yourself up. That's what I'm here for.
Maybe I won't settle down. Maybe I'll just play the field.
The field was just here. The field said no.
Dude, come on.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. 30 years from now, if you're still single and things don't work out with me and Bernadette, you and I can give it a go.
I appreciate the offer, but if things don't work out with you two, I'm swooping in on her like a vulture.
Too late. Stuart called dibs.
But theoretically, if you and I were in a gay relationship, how would we tell people? Like, print up announcements?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Well, I want to make sure we get invited to all the parades.
Those do look fun.
Yeah, well, if you want to march in a fishnet crop top, you better lay off that dip.
You didn't want me to eat it. Why'd you put it out?
It was for the girls. They broke up with me. I don't care if they get fat.
I'm not going to get fat.
You want to bet? You never exercise.
Fine. Look, I'll exercise right now. One. Two. These are crunches, by the way.
Very mature. Keep eating like that. You're going to have a heart attack.
Okay. How about if I eat like this?
You're such a child.
Hey, is that any way to talk to your future husband?
Hey, I was being hypothetical, okay? I would never marry you.
Oh, please, when you see the ring I pick out, you're gonna melt.
Yeah, right. Wait, is it rose gold? Actually, don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
So, did you wind up sending that machine back?
I did. Yeah, I'm not even sure how accurate it was. I took it to the train store. It said everyone was sad.
Finally got Hallie to sleep.
You know, I just read a study that suggests new mothers are better at sensing emotions for up to 2 years.
It's true. Pregnancy causes physiological changes in the brain that result in increased empathy.
Oh, so all we need to do is get Sheldon knocked up.
Can't. He was already fixed when I found him at the shelter.
Hey, you know, Bernadette, let's test this theory. Wait, what do you think I'm feeling right now?
Let's see. You're better than us? A little bit sorry for us? But mostly glad you don't have to be us.
Keep filling this one with baby, she's good.